Where are you going? Dinner. Are there good news?
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what's up or down.
Black
or white.
Legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into.
Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
Truth isn't truth.
I hear it's fake news, but maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
I think it's fake news, okay? Now, would I do that? Absolutely.
We're doing a lot of things that are very good, including waste and fraud. Tremendous waste and tremendous fraud.
The President of the United States has the authority to do what the President has the authority to do.
You will respect my authority.
Yeah, I've declared myself as king.
I learned a lot from Richard Nixon.
But when the president does it, that means that it is not illegal.
I cannot tell a lie. I'm sorry.
Nobody likes me.
I could cause panic much better than even you. I could do much. I would make you look like a minor league player.
Yosemites.
First, I want to lay out the rules, which both parties agreed to in advance. Each candidate will have 2 minutes uninterrupted.
Boring.
Mr. President, I haven't even introduced the candidates yet.
Tell that to my Adderall, Chris. Now let's get this show on the road and off the rails.
And you did take the COVID test you promised to take in advance, correct?
Absolutely. Scout's honor.
Mr. Vice President, please answer.
Now look, here's the deal.
Can I respond to that, Chris?
Will you just shut up? I'm sorry, I misspoke. What I meant to say was, I'd appreciate it very much if you could just allow me to finish my responses as opposed to sabotaging every waking moment with a toxic geyser of verbal diarrhea, you cracked out, turd-hurling sack of rancid dog snot.
Chris. Can I say one thing? Am I allowed to say one thing?
Yes, Mr. President.
What we need in this country is law and order. When someone breaks the rules, they need to face the consequences. No exceptions.
Okay, what about your taxes?
There have to be exceptions, Chris. The terms law and order, they're very vague terms, and rules are meant to be broken. It's the same with masks. I've got mine right here in my pocket, okay? My mask, all right? It's like a seatbelt, though. You just wear it when you're backing out of the driveway, then you take it off, okay? But Joe wears the biggest mask I've ever seen, and he's standing like 200 feet away from everybody. Oh.
It's going to disappear. One day, it's like a miracle. It will disappear.
This is going to go away without a vaccine. It's going to go away.
I think that at some point, that's going to sort of just disappear, I hope.
We're rounding the turn on the pandemic.
I mean, I have a mask right here. I put a mask on, you know, when I think I need it. When needed, I wear a mask.
Okay, let me ask.
I don't wear masks like him. Every time you see him, he's got a mask. He could be speaking 200 feet away from it. He shows up with the biggest mask I've ever seen.
In the early morning hours, we learned that President Trump and First Lady Melania tested positive for COVID-19.
That's right, people. Donald J. Trump, President of the United States, is battling COVID-19.
So as you can see, your president is in bed, and I'm wearing the Trump camo hat. You can purchase at the TrumpStore.com because we're in a battle, okay? And nobody's COVID has no chance against me.
He has a low-grade fever, nasal congestion, and cough, according to two people close to Trump. Why are two people close to Trump? Stay at least 6 feet away. He's got fever and a cough. And what the helicopter is going on. Marine One lands on the White House lawn because Trump is going to Walter Reed. Trump then walked out, looked steady, under his own recognizance, with a mask, and off they went. Commander-in-chief of the most powerful nation on Earth has fallen ill with a virus that has hobbled the entire world. This, after spending the last few months holding rallies, mocking people who wear masks, and generally acting like he was invincible, even though he's a 74-year-old man with pre-existing conditions.
While in the hospital, the president isn't allowed to see any guests, but he is expected to be visited by three ghosts, probably one from his past, one from his future. Okay, look, this is weird. Because a lot of people on both sides are saying there's nothing funny about Trump being hospitalized with coronavirus, even though he mocked the safety precautions for the coronavirus. And those people are obviously wrong. There's a lot funny about this. Maybe not from a moral standpoint, but mathematically, if you were constructing a joke, this is all the ingredients you need. The problem is, it's almost too funny. Like, it's so on the nose. It'd be like if I were making fun of people who wear belts and then my pants just immediately fell down.
And a lot of people are calling this an October surprise. I think it's more like an October, well, yeah, but it's still disturbing. I'm worried for the president of the United States. Specifically, I'm worried why someone didn't protect our president from this pandemic. It is important that our president not get sick. And it is upsetting but not surprising that the one who put our president in danger is Donald Trump. So, how did the president and the first lady catch the coronavirus.
The White House has handled this situation terribly. First, the news only came out after reporters discovered that one of Trump's closest aides, Hope Hicks, who traveled with him to the debate, had tested positive, prompting the obvious question of when the president learned he'd been exposed and what he'd done about it. And the answers there weren't great.
The White House knew on Thursday morning that Hope Hicks had symptoms of coronavirus, but despite that, the president went ahead with plans to travel to New Jersey for a fundraiser anyway.
It was deemed safe for the president to go. He socially distanced. It was an outdoor event, and it was deemed safe by White House operations.
And so many of the decisions that Trump and those around him made this week look absolutely appalling in hindsight. From his family refusing to wear masks at Tuesday's debate, to failing to notify anyone on the Biden team that they may have been exposed, to the fact that the fundraiser he attended just before testing positive was a buffet. But maybe the event that looks the worst took place last weekend.
There's also some focus on this event that was held at the White House last Saturday when the president announced his pick for the Supreme Court, Amy Coney Barrett. We know that Utah Senator Mike Lee, who was at that event, the president of Notre Dame, who was also at that event, have both tested positive now for the coronavirus. Obviously, White House officials were at that event, and so there is the potential that all of this began there.
The way Trump has handled the country's coronavirus response is, unfortunately, also how he's handled this pandemic in his personal life, starting with his brazen disregard for all the safety precautions that keep the virus from spreading.
Few masks, one very crowded Rose Garden. The question, was this a super spreader event that's led to the White House coronavirus crisis?
Last weekend's packed and mostly maskless Rose Garden ceremony for his Supreme Court pick may have been a super spreader event. Those now infected include the president, first lady, former aide Kellyanne Conway, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who is hospitalized, Senators Mike Lee and Tom Tillis, as well as the president of Notre Dame. President Trump's senior aide Hope Hicks, his campaign manager Bill Stepien, and personal assistant Nick Luna are also infected.
The White House press secretary Kayleigh McEnany says she tested positive for coronavirus this morning.
Senator Mike Lee, seen on camera hugging other attendees.
We have some images of the indoor reception, and it's so striking. Yeah. And you'll see, and you see the little red dot, that shows who subsequently tested positive. So as you walk through them, you start to see the mixing and mingling.
Yeah. Turns out, while you've spent the last 7 months hugging your grandma through a giant condom, Trump and his friends are having no-mask cocktail receptions indoors where the guest of honor is COVID-19. And now, at least 30 people in Trump's circle have tested positive for COVID-19. You realize that means there's been more infections at the White House over the last day than in New Zealand, Vietnam, Taiwan, Thailand, and Australia combined. The White House Rose Garden is like the wet market of America right now. Everyone, from Trump's campaign manager to Trump's press secretary to Trump's friends, have been infected with coronavirus now. It's almost like the writers of 2020 didn't know how to wrap the story up. So they were just like, and then they all get coronavirus, the end. And look, I know some people are saying that this was karma catching up to Trump, but guys, a massive outbreak at the White House is not karma, it's consequences, all right? It's not karma to get hit by lightning when you're standing on the roof of a skyscraper holding a metal rod while there's lightning.
Yeah.
after Trump found out that he could have been exposed to the virus, he didn't quarantine. He didn't social distance. He carried on with his life with complete disregard for other people's lives.
There is evidence of disregard for the health and safety of others.
President Trump would have likely been contagious for up to 2 days prior to his positive test. That means anyone he had contact with at Tuesday's debate or Wednesday's rally in Minnesota could be at risk.
Contact tracing is underway this morning for more than 200 people who may have been exposed to the coronavirus at a New Jersey fundraiser for President Trump last Friday. The president traveled to the fundraiser despite the White House knowing before he left Washington that a close aide had tested positive for the virus.
It would also be irresponsible, of course, for the president to have been going to a rally in Minnesota on Wednesday night and then proceeding to a fundraiser in Bedminster on Thursday.
And not only did Trump keep his exposure to coronavirus a secret from his donors, but get this, the Trump campaign also never told the Biden campaign about any of it, even though they had just been debating a few feet apart while Trump was likely contagious, which honestly is surprising. I thought that if anyone would know the protocol for informing partners that you may have infected them, it would be Donald J. Trump. In fact, this is probably the first national security secret that Trump has actually managed to keep a secret. He won't tell you he might have COVID, but brief him about a new weapons system, and on Twitter he'll be like,
"We got a new missile that's totally unstoppable unless you know the secret code is 32495. Hash, hash, pound, pound, pound."
And if downplaying the virus was on brand for Trump, well, so was what came next. A blizzard of dubious medical information, vague promises, and self-serving lies.
The president's doctors and White House officials have been giving confusing and conflicting information about the president's condition all weekend.
On Saturday, White House Dr. Sean Conley repeatedly dodging questions about whether the president was so sick he needed oxygen.
Yesterday and today, he was not on oxygen. Thursday, no oxygen, none at this moment. Yeah, and yesterday with the team, while we were all here, he was not on oxygen.
But now, Conley says he did actually administer oxygen to the president on Friday at the White House after his blood oxygen dropped.
I was trying to reflect the upbeat attitude that the team, the president, that his course of illness has had. Didn't want to give any information that might steer the course of illness in another direction. And in doing so, it came off that we were trying to hide something, which wasn't necessarily true.
Conley also caused confusion by suggesting the president was initially diagnosed Wednesday. The White House later claimed Conley misspoke. And Chief of Staff Mark Meadows has also contradicted himself.
He has mild symptoms.
Saying that Friday and then admitting the very next day that in fact the president's vital signs had been very concerning and we are still not on a clear path to a full recovery.
Do we have an accurate picture of how the president is doing?
Well, the answer is no.
We just don't know what condition the president is in right now.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
Because while Trump's spin team is painting a rosy picture of his health, outside experts say all the medications that Trump is being given suggest that he's not doing that well. But then again, there's also the possibility that Trump doesn't need all the drugs he's getting. He just wants them, and the doctors are too afraid to say no.
Give me all the pills, all the oxygen.
Because people, these drugs are no joke. Like, for instance, just the steroid that he's on, dexamethasone, is wild. Like, listen to this. They say it can cause bad side effects like confusion, delirium, mania, irritability, mood swings, and feelings of grandiosity. Are we sure Trump wasn't already taking the steroids?
So your president just took another dose of dexamethasone, or whatever they're calling it. This stuff is presidential power powder. That's what I'm calling it, the three P's. We're going to start marketing it because I'm telling you, I'm leaving the hospital right now. I'm leaving the hospital right now. Nobody can stop me. Nobody. Fred Trump over there can't stop me. Okay, Roy Cohn, get out of my way. You know, all these people are visiting me now and they're not going to stop me. We're going to win so strongly.
The dexamethasone is known to have mental health side effects. It can cause psychosis. It can cause delirium. It can cause mania.
Dexamethasone can also cause changes in mood, including a feeling of extreme well-being and temporary burning pain and itching around your anus.
And it burns, it burns, burns, the ring of fire.
Adding to the confusion this weekend was Trump chief of staff Mark Meadows, after Trump's doctor told reporters that the president was in great shape. An anonymous source told these same reporters that actually the president's vitals over the last 24 hours were very concerning, and the next 48 hours will be critical in terms of his care. We're still not on a clear path to a full recovery. It didn't take long for people to figure out that this anonymous source was Meadows, because he was the only White House official at Walter Reed and the only person who could have so promptly briefed the press pool on the president's condition.
So just like his handling of coronavirus as a whole, Trump's handling of his own brush with corona has been marked by secrecy, deception, and just generally ignoring science like it's one of his children. And one other thing that has remained consistent is that, as always, the thing Trump cares most about is how he looks.
The president himself tries to project an image of recovery, releasing photos and video taken inside Walter Reed.
It's been a very interesting journey. I learned a lot about COVID.
Overnight, the White House released these photos of President Trump appearing to work in the makeshift office set up at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. You see the one taken at the conference table and one from the presidential suite where he filmed last night's update.
Editor-in-chief of the Air Current, John Osterhauer, says that he took a closer look at the data embedded in the photos and found, while the photos appear to have been taken over some extended period of time, they were actually just 10 minutes apart.
Critics of the president are questioning the authenticity of these photos, pointing to the blank piece of paper he appears to be signing with a Sharpie.
After being choppered to Walter Reed Hospital on Friday, Donald Trump has now been released back into the wild. There he is, immediately taking off his mask, saluting the Marines and, I'm going to say, camera crew filming this campaign ad. Hey, who's got two thumbs that doesn't care if you live or die? This guy. My thoughts and prayers go out to everyone he's about to infect.
President Trump has just tweeted to the world that he will be leaving Walter Reed Medical Center a short time from now at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, he says. The president, in his Twitter announcement, writing, quote, "Don't be afraid of COVID. Don't let it dominate your life. We have developed, under the Trump administration, some really great drugs and knowledge. I feel better than I did 20 years ago.
Yeah, that's right, America. Don't be afraid of COVID and don't let it dominate your life. Because as long as you can take your private helicopter from your home hospital to an even better hospital, you'll be great. Oh, and by the way, to the 200,000 Americans who got COVID and don't feel better than they did 20 years ago, I guess that's on you.
We have no idea when the president was first diagnosed. He announced a positive test on Twitter at 1 a.m. Friday morning. But when talking about the president's treatment on Saturday, Conley clearly said this.
Just 72 hours into the diagnosis now.
Wait, that was Saturday morning he said that. 72 hours would be Wednesday morning, which would mean Trump spent two full days doing events unmasked, indoors, spreading his virus. So, doctor, are you sure you mean 72 hours? Could somebody help me out here? Ask him.
When was the positive diagnosis made? You said 72 hours. That would put that Wednesday.
Yeah, so Thursday afternoon, following the news of a close contact, is when we repeated testing.
Oh, repeated testing. You mean to make sure he was a sociopathic disease vector. Good. The White House seems clear that he's saying that, he's saying it happened earlier than they're telling us. Okay. The White House was quick to contradict the doctor's contradiction, releasing a statement saying Conley meant that Trump was on day three of the illness. The diagnosis was made Thursday night, making Saturday the third day into his diagnosis. Okay, so they're lying because they lie. They lie about COVID testing specifically because Trump told at least one White House official who tested positive, "Don't tell anyone. I've learned so much. It turns out the virus was inside me the whole time, and the real treasure were the friends we infected along the way." President Trump isn't the only prominent Republican to test positive for COVID. So have Hope Hicks, Kellyanne Conway, Chris Christie, RNC Chairwoman Ron McDaniel, Republican Senators Mike Lee, Tom Tillis, Ron Johnson, and Trump campaign manager Bill Stepien.
And I get it.
That's right, Mr. President. You get it. Then Melania gets it. Then Chris Christie gets it. Eventually everybody gets it.
So no, you fake news. Shut up. We aren't passing a COVID relief bill. It's the dumbest thing I've ever... No, we're not passing one. When we're done with the election, when we beat Sleepy Joe very strongly, by the way, we're going to pass a huge, big stimulus bill, a big bill. Right, Mike? You said you wanted it to be called Big Bill. Mike, our great vice president, he's a fan of the truckers. He's always at the truck stops. And they said, he said he has a friend, Bill. Okay, call him Big Bill. And I said, I'll name it after, you know, the truckers, they love Trump. They love Trump. They don't like you so much. They don't like you. But they love Trump. But I think they love Pence even more. We should call them truckers for Pence. But we're not going to do that. We're going to wait. Okay? Why would we do a COVID relief? Think about the words. Think about the words. Excuse me. COVID relief. Why would we want to relieve COVID? Why would we want to give any relief to COVID? It's a vicious, nasty, invisible enemy, trademark approved merchandise at the Trump store. It's a disgraceful, nasty, invisible enemy. I don't want to give COVID relief. In fact, when I was in Willis Reed Hospital, I beat the shit out of COVID. No, literally, I beat COVID. Excuse me, you weren't there. COVID was on the floor of the hospital, crying, like a little girl. Okay? Like a little pathetic COVID girl. It was down there crying because I beat it up so strongly. So COVID, it might have been a Filipino nurse, but I think it was COVID. And I did so strongly because, by the way, Mike, you already said you could tell, they gave me steroids. Okay? They gave me powerful steroids. And my last night in Willis Reed. And Herman Cain and the great Fred Trump, they visited me. And they said, sir, they called me sir. I love that. They said, you look so strong. And I said, I guess it's the steroids. I beat the shit out of COVID and I look pretty strong. So we're going to pass big bill after the election, but no COVID relief. We're not relieving COVID of anything, okay? And if you keep writing fake news, I might come out there and have to handle you, okay? And believe me, you don't want that. You don't want that. You don't want that. So we'll see what happens.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.